The Property Council of Australia says changes to negative gearing and capital gains tax that are designed to address housing inequality won't be effective without an influx of new homes. Treasurer Jim Chalmers confirmed the government is proceeding with changes to tax system settings that have benefited property investors so that young people have a better chance of buying their first home. The government says it will move to introduce legislation to replace the 50% capital gains tax discount with a discount based on inflation. The government says it will move to introduce legislation to replace the 50% capital gains tax discount with a discount based on inflation. It also plans to abolish federal budget measures like abolishing negative gearing for future purchases of established investment properties. Property Council CEO Mike Zorbas says while he welcomes a $2 billion commitment to help build infrastructure, enabling infrastructure like roads and sewerage, he is skeptical about Treasurer Jim Chalmers' claim the tax reforms will help boost supply.
They're a big roll of the dice that I hope is successful in creating new homes. But our previous modelling suggests not. Our previous modelling suggests that they will have a contractionary impact.